welcome you in to this studio on 49ers Live. I'm Joe Fan. He's Ted Robinson. And unfortunately, once again, here we are. Another loss. The 49ers now 0-9, 20-10. The final from Levi's Stadium against the Arizona Cardinals. Ted, again, I'm going to pass the ball right to you. It feels like it's Groundhog Day just a little bit here. Some of the same issues, some new issues. A lot of fight from this team as they've continued to show, but ultimately coming up short in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, look, the week was crazy. The week, I talked to John Lynch before yesterday's game, and he said easily the most eventful week he's had since he's been the GM of this team. And look, there's been an amazing amount of roster churn. John's had a lot of action this week. In fact, I had the note on Twitter yesterday. Of the 46 that dressed for Carolina week one, only 31 of those dressed yesterday. That's crazy. That's a third gone already, and I think it's 13 of the 53 that were up, of the 53 that were on the roster, rather, week one. 13 are already gone from this team, either waived or on IR, and there's going to be more. I assume Jaquaski Tartt's going to join that list this week. So the churn's been amazing. The vibe is still better. Yesterday's game, I mean, it was Groundhog Day for the offense. Defense was better. Look, they couldn't stop Arizona from running a consistent game at them, and that was the problem. But the defense only gives up one touchdown. The other touchdown was a gift on a fumble, you know, on a first and goal. In essence, the defense allows you to drive the field and score one touchdown on them. That's better. And given the fact, Joe, you're looking out there, we asked Reuben Foster this on the postgame show. I mean, it's crazy. Reuben Foster feels like a veteran. When you look at the defense, what's his fourth game? He feels like a veteran because you're looking out there and seeing guys that we've never seen before.
His third.
Right. There were four guys yesterday out of the 46. There were four guys that had a uniform for the first time. I mean, this is just crazy halfway through the season, and it doesn't appear like that's going to change the second half.
Yeah, the attrition has been unbelievable now as we begin the second half of the season. Here are some of the highlights from yesterday. Again, we'll keep it brief for you. Larry Fitzgerald, obviously, a nemesis that we know. Adrian Peterson, a new face in the division. Here's one of the big plays early on. You alluded to the turnover. Here's Kyle Juszczyk fighting for extra yards. It was a nice play, an individual effort, but then he fumbles. Patrick Peterson recovers. He's off to the races. Marquise Goodwin will ultimately take him down at the 6-yard line. Three plays later, though, Arizona would find the end zone, scrambling to his right. Drew Stanton, keeping his eyes downfield, somehow finds Jerron Brown for the 3-yard touchdown to put Arizona on the scoreboard. Now 7-3 here in the second quarter. It's an 11-yard touchdown to Jermaine Gresham. Nice throw in a tight window. Here's the 49ers' lone touchdown of the day. To make it a one-score game, it's C.J. Beathard on a read option. He gets into the end zone from 1 yard out. And we had a ball game. It was 14-10. That ultimately would balloon into a two-score game after a couple of field goals. And here's really where it got out of hand a little bit at the end. Antoine Bethea delivers a forearm to C.J. Beathard's face mask. 49ers decide enough is enough. We've got a brouhaha on our hands. Some punches were thrown, three players ejected, but ultimately the scoreline would stay the same, 20-10, the final. Ted, what'd you make of the little scuffle we saw at the end? C.J. Beathard will get to it, obviously. Took a beating in this game, but the 49ers, like Kyle Shanahan said, had enough.
Yeah, the scuffle was just, I think it was officiated properly. That was the good sign, was that Carlos Hyde drew the 15-yarder from Rucker, but Carlos went back, so he got caught. That's why he gets tossed. The foul was applied on the 15-yard hit by Bethea. That was properly done by the referees. I mean, to me, it's all the graphic we just showed. The number that rings out is 37. The fact that Adrian Peterson was able to carry the ball 37 times was the determining factor in the game. He didn't have a really big run until late. He had a 25-yarder, I believe, late in the game. But the fact that they were able to give the ball to him consistently and that Peterson was making, I mean, even to the part where he was making 2-yard gains out of zero play, a play where he's hit at the line and he drives forward and gets 2 yards. When you do that 30 times, that adds up to a lot of extra yardage. And that's what he did yesterday. It was something we've not seen from Arizona. I mean, David Johnson, maybe once or twice a few years ago, but we've never seen an Arizona team sit there and just play basically, we're going to run the ball at you. And their offensive line isn't very good. I don't think their offensive line was outstanding yesterday, but Peterson made them look good. He played like the old Adrian Peterson. And it goes back to the formula I think, Joe, we've talked about this year, is that the running game, everybody looks at yards. I get that. it isn't just yards, it's attempts. And if you have the ball and you're succeeding enough to run the ball that many times with your running back, you're going to win the highest proportion of games in the NFL, and that's what we saw with Arizona yesterday.
Yeah, it was vintage all day. Adrian Peterson, 37 carries, 159 yards. Those 37 touches, a career high for the future Hall of Famer. So, obviously, they said during the week, we're going to feed Adrian Peterson. He said, I love it. Feed me. The 49ers knew it was coming. They got it. And ultimately, the dam never really broke, like you said, but it was just the consistent churning out yards. If you look at third downs, Arizona was 7 of 16. San Francisco was 6 of 17. We have a couple of plays here that you wanted to look back on in terms of those third down stops. The 49ers defense had a couple of big ones from a couple prominent names. Obviously, one, a guy who just went down.
And Joe, look, again, there wasn't a whole lot to shine on the offense yesterday. We saw that. But the defense has its moments again. And it's admirable, the effort that the defense is playing with. And again, yesterday, with what wound up in the second half being a patchwork team, again, you're looking out there saying, who are? I asked Foster that after the game. Do you look around and say, who are these guys? And you're brand new here. But here's the effort. Now, one guy that sadly got hurt in the second quarter yesterday, but I want to show you this. This is an example of why Jaquaski Tartt has emerged so much this year. And you're going to see him creep up right there. So, as you see, here's Jaquaski Tartt. Now, the other guy we're going to watch here is Andre Ellington out of the backfield. Now, Andre Ellington has been a tremendous receiver out of the backfield. Have a pretty good idea that may be where this play goes on third down. So, watch Tartt. Now, he retreats. He's going to cover Brown on this crossing route. Now, here's the situation. Ellington is coming out here, and Ellington is going to try to go here. Jaquaski Tartt himself, I'm getting used to the new toys here, is on his path there, too. You see the line to gain. Who's going to get there first? I think Andre Ellington catches this pass as we see the play unfold. And Ellington sees enough room. He's got a first down. No. Look at Tartt close. And he shut Ellington off and drove him out, yard and a half shy of the line to gain. I guarantee Andre Ellington saw that pass in his hands. He said, I have a first down. Tartt gets there quickly enough. This was in the first quarter, as you see on the bottom. And sadly, it was, the first or second play of the second quarter when Kwaski got hurt, and we probably don't see him again this year. All right, so now we're going to look at the man. 13 tackles yesterday for Reuben Foster, but this is the one that stood out to me because here you're going to see Adrian Peterson do something he doesn't do much. And the other player to watch right there, watch 71, the right guard, Earl Watford. All right, so as this play unfolds, Watford pulls like it's a power run, except they're going to throw the ball to Peterson. This doesn't happen much, and look what happened here. Earl Watford is out here, and look where he thinks he's going to block Dakota Watson, 97, but Reuben runs right by him. And Earl Watford ends up blocking nobody as this play runs out. And look at Reuben make this great open field tackle on Adrian Peterson. And Foster told us after the game, he said a little something to Adrian after that, because here's a guy that may be a Hall of Famer in Peterson. And Reuben just blows right by a guy that's out there hopeful to block him. And if Reuben didn't make that tackle, Peterson's going to run a little ways on that play. I got to say this, Joe. I love the fact Reuben Foster, 13 tackles. He finished the game, although he gave everybody a scare a little bit. There was a moment where he went down. And after the game, he said to us, look, the 49ers, we're going to get there. He said, I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to be sooner rather than later. We're going to get there. And that's the spirit that Reuben brings, and it's the spirit that you still see with this team. The record is. There's no erasing that. The offensive failures have been there. And by the way, the other play I want to show, you showed this play earlier, that to me is reflective of where this team is mindset-wise, was the fumble on the third play of the game by the 49ers. And what do we see on that fumble? Marquise Goodwin tracks down. Patrick Peterson's he thinks that's a scoop and score for him. It's Patrick Peterson. And Marquise Goodwin's effort to track him down and prevent that from being a scoop and score was admirable.
You felt some life in the second half where, again, the offense is struggling to score. They get the touchdown to open the second half. It's a one-score game. Here's Marquise Goodwin chasing down Patrick Peterson. They get the turnover of Adrian Peterson at the very end to give their offense one more chance. You get a couple of huge stops on third down in the fourth quarter. You saw guys, Reuben Foster, Ronald Blair. I mean, guys getting real hyped after making plays at Kelo Witherspoon when they're getting stops. I mean, you felt that they brought some juice. And, again, that's what you want to see if you're 0-8, that guys aren't packing it in, right? There's still a lot of season to be played. A lot can happen over these last seven games in terms of who's stepping into roles for the future. What's crazy to me is the attrition. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. I think this team started went into Sunday with some 20 players on injured reserve, the most easily in the NFL. You add Jaquaski Tartt, he's got the same broken forearm that Jimmy Ward had. You could have a couple others. I mean, K'Wan Williams is still a potential to go to IR. I mean, you have other guys that are kind of in limbo. Do we keep them on the active roster? Do we need their active roster spot for somebody else because we need the healthy bodies? Six of the seven players that were inactive yesterday were out on Friday. So it wasn't even like, you know, we're deciding who's up, who's down. Outside of Pita Taumoipenu, that was it. I mean, you knew which guys were going to be inactive on game day well before yesterday.
Yeah. So, Joe, look, you're out on the practice field Thursday and Friday, and I look over on the rehab field, and there's your starting defensive line. I mean, they're all in the rehab. I mean, Solomon Thomas, Armstead, of course, is out for the year. Tank is trying to come back. I think we may see Tank Carradine before the year end. And Aaron Lynch is still there. Aaron Lynch hasn't played in how long? I mean, these are guys that's four out of your starting cluster of defensive linemen that are all out. I mean, that's rough. And the defensive line, given who was playing out there yesterday, I thought held their own. They didn't allow, again, explosive runs. It was the grinding runs by a great back in Peterson that hurt. Now you run up yesterday, you get one tight end who gets banged up on the second play of the game, George Kittle, and his snaps were limited. He played yesterday, but he was clearly limited by it. And then Hikutini goes out on a special teams play in the first quarter. He's down. Then Juszczyk goes down, and that's another player I'd be concerned about. Don't know anything detail-wise, but it's the second time. Juszczyk already missed a couple of weeks with that neck back thing. That the way he went down yesterday, I would be interested to hear what the medical evaluation is. I'd be a little bit concerned, and they don't have another Juszczyk as we've already gone through this year. I'm sure Logan Paulson's on speed dial somewhere to be back here because, you know, that's the other part. We're joking about this because you laugh. It's better than crying.
Yeah.
Late in the game yesterday, that the 49ers pro staff yesterday already was doing this in the second half of the game yesterday. They're getting ready with their list of people to make calls. They're calling the agents of the guys that they have on their list because there's going to be more coming in here. You already knew that the way the game was unfolding yesterday. And that's it's painful to have to do that. It also highlights the obvious question about Garoppolo, when Garoppolo plays, because you want to make sure your offensive line is in its best possible scenario. But somebody has to play. Are you going to protect people and hide people? That doesn't seem to happen in the NFL. And I will say this, and there were two other issues to me that stood out on offense yesterday. The interior of the offensive line is really struggling. And C.J. Beathard, we saw how many times he got hit, but
16.
He's getting
16. But 16 times.
The C.J. Beathard's getting pressured on three-step drops. That's not good. That is not good. And that's the interior offensive line is really having a hard time right now. And Arizona just pushed him back yesterday. And the other, as a result, here's the other part of this. You saw Carlos Hyde had his career best pass catching day yesterday. The 49ers had 25 targets to their wide receivers yesterday, 9 catches. And that just speaks for itself as being with you have no shot to win in the NFL with a pass game that can't connect with its wide receivers.
But it's not that CJ's just taking 16 hits. I mean, he's getting blasted.
Yeah.
I mean, there's 5 to 7 hits yesterday where that guy got absolutely leveled. I mean, that's one of them right there. I mean, a couple of them, were they helmet to helmet? Whatever the case may be, obviously not a recipe for success. You have to admire the guy's toughness because, like Kyle Shanahan said, you see a quarterback get hit that much. I've seen it affect pretty much everybody. And to CJ's credit, that dude is tough as nails, stood in the pocket, never looked like
see
he was.
See that play right there, though? There was a miss. I got to say this, Joe. The running backs have to be better on pass protection, too. And I think Tim Ryan and I were pretty clear on that on radio yesterday. The interior offensive line is struggling, no question. The tight ends are going to have to help in pass protection, and the running backs have to be better. That one play you saw there was a complete whiff, I think, by Carlos on a pass protection, and CJ gets blasted. That's part of the problem. So what I don't know, because it's not our job to know this, but I'm fascinated to see, does Kyle Shanahan really change up? I mean, play action yesterday. You saw one play action play where Arizona didn't even care. Tyrann Mathieu just came right at CJ Beathard. He didn't respect the play action, and CJ got hammered by him. So at some point, do you eliminate that or reduce it? Go to a shotgun, go to fast passing, go to something that helps take the pressure off. You saw it a little bit yesterday in the Kansas City-Dallas, it was Kansas City-Dallas game. I watched a little bit of highlights last night. You saw that where they're going to just a quicker set, one second pass protection, fast passing, a little bit like the college game in many places. But it takes pressure off your offensive lineman and keeps the hits down on your quarterback.
Yeah, and that's obviously a focus going forward. Yeah. Got to be able to protect the quarterback, whether it's C.J. Beathard or Jimmy Garoppolo. Turning the page to the New York Giants in Week 10. They didn't have a great day either yesterday. At home, a 51-17 loss to the Rams. This is the last game the 49ers have before their bye week. And again, you look down the schedule. If you're going to choose what's the most winnable game, this very well might be it against the Giants team that has just one win. They've struggled mightily and just got blown out by the Rams.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, I'm chuckling only from the standpoint that we felt this way last year, and it's the game that's resonating with me is New York flying across the country to come out here. And last December, we had that here with the New York Jets. And they played a Monday night game at home and flew out here to play, and they were not interested in playing. You saw it when they came on the field, and somehow they won the game. And it was really a low, to me, it was probably the lowest game of the year for the 49ers last season. It was just, there was no excuse to lose that game. So I hope that the 49ers play with the same vibe and spirit and verve we've seen on the practice field. We saw it in large parts yesterday. The efficiency on offense just isn't there. It's very clear. But if they play with that same, maintain that spirit, the Goodwin track down, that kind of effort, the defensive efforts we saw, then yeah, you're right. This is a game they should win.
Look at a couple of questions here before we get out of here. Darren wants to know if Eric Reed is pretty much a strong safety now or staying at safety for the rest of the season. Yeah, that's I think you can confirm. The linebacker experiment lasted just one game. He'll be back at starting or strong safety as he was yesterday. With Tard out, that means Adrian Colbert likely steps in for the rest of the year at free safety.
And Joe, also, let's just say on that very point, because it's right. Well, look, you had an incredibly deep position with Tart, Ward, and Reed at safety. Now you're down two of those three. So, yeah, E. Reed's a safety. And Brock Coyle yesterday stepped in and played nicely. And I think that helped, and I should reference that, because it helped Ruben have the big day he had, was that Brock Coyle stayed in there in the middle, was the Mike linebacker, did the defensive calls, and allows Ruben to play football. Yep. I think that was I think it was a very good move by the 49ers.
Will Carlos be okay to play in Week 10 after the ejection? I can't imagine he gets suspended for that. I'm guessing a fine, but I'd be shocked if there's a suspension coming. That's something we won't know until probably Wednesday or Thursday. When salute the service game for the Niners? This is a fantastic question, so thanks for that, Henry. It's this weekend against the Giants, and we have giveaway. And, Ted, let me tell you, it is the giveaway of all giveaways. I got one for you right here. It is a camo 49ers Yowie. That's Y-O-W-I-E if you're spelling it home.
All right, you have to explain this
so
to me.
So it's multifunctional headwear, which is, or a rally towel for starters. Boom, okay. Go Niners. Let's try this out. I haven't done this yet, so we're going to – I watched a
– Don't believe that.
I watched
a – You kidding me? You spent half an hour rehearsing this. I
watched
know.
A YouTube video before I went on. So you can wear it as like a scarf just in case you're cold, like cover your mouth a little bit.
Wow.
You can go headband style. Yeah? What do you think? You got to do this with me. Come on, Ted. I brought you one for a reason.
I'm not a QVC model here, dude. No shot.
Can it go – I'm like trying to watch myself in the screen. You can go up like more like bandana style. Yeah.
That is, I got to say, man, you have a shot. You have a shot pulling that
off.
You have a shot pulling that off. That's pretty good, Joe. I have no shots. I'm not even going to try.
I pull it off,
I think. That's not bad, yeah.
You can go, like, just, like, kind of, like, sleeping cap style, like, just the top so that it kind of hangs down the back.
Now that, you
maybe.
Yeah.
You kind of look like Link from, like, The Legend of Zelda. You get that reference,
Well,
Ted?
I'm going to say, no, I don't, but I'm going to say that I expect at what's 125 is our kick this coming Sunday. At about 115, I want to look up at the big board and see you and Kiana both sporting those things. All
That's
right?
a really good idea.
I think you should.
That's a good idea.
I know Kiana is going to crush it. She will.
How should I be wearing it? Yeah. What do you think?
Well,
multifunctional. Maybe you can go double Yowie.
Well, that's got a little bit of the Wyatt Earp look to it right there.
What if
a little bit of the Wild West.
What if you go double Yowie? Get your friend to give you one.
See, there you go.
Now what?
Okay.
I got nothing.
Well, I'm saying that. And listen, the good part is you control your hair product. You're not overusing the hair product, and therefore that's really good because you're not spoiling the Yowies, is that
the
what you call it? The Yowies, that's good. They look good.
It's chilly. You cover your ears. You know, you got a little ear warmer, cool headband, cool scarf. Well, my confidence right now is at an all-time high.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. We are going to Chicago again in December. And so I'm going to take the Yowie with me for the radio booth because it'll be about 30 degrees and snowing. That's my guess when we play in Chicago. That will be very good. There'll be an earmuff there.
Perfect. Nate, you were talking to me in my ear. Anything?
Nope, we're good.
Nate says we're good. I'm getting the hook. Ted, thanks as always, man. We'll see you next week. For Ted Robinson, I'm Joe Fan. This has been fun. We should do it again next week. I think we will. We'll see you then. Thanks for watching 49ers Live.
That's good.